It is time for Student Phenology. If you are a teacher and are interested in getting your class engaged, get in touch with us. You can email me, jlatimer@kaxe.org, or you can just send a note to the radio station. Somehow they'll find me, and I will come to your aid, and we will get it done. So don't delay. Funding for Student Phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. Our first report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's classes at the North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the Phenology report for the week of September 14, 2024. My name is Annabelle, and I'm your phenologist for this week. Monday, September 16th, Duluth surpassed the high temperature of 84 degrees and reached a record of 89 degrees. It has been unseasonably warm this week for this time of year. Moon watchers got a special treat. September's full harvest moon was also a supermoon, meaning it's slightly bigger and brighter than an average moon. The full moon was Tuesday night, September 17th. Unlike other moon names, the harvest moon is not associated with a specific month, but rather occurs each year around the time of the autumnal equinox, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac. Monday, September 16th, Merrick saw several leaves starting to turn red, yellow, and orange at his house. On Sunday, September 15th, Chance noticed one of the trees in his yard had all of its leaves turn bright red. It is the first of the trees in his yard to change color. On Monday, September 16th, Miss Marcon's class went to the school orchard to pick apples. The apples were ready and came off the tree easily. On Wednesday, September 18th, Miss Urban noticed the sarsaparilla plants are turning yellow in the school forest, and many have yellow spots on them. On Sunday, September 15th, Chance saw four blue jays in a tree in his yard. Miss Rolfe has also noticed a lot more blue jays in her apple trees in the past week than she has seen all summer. On Tuesday, September 17th, Miss Young class saw a flock of nine grackles stop in an aspen tree, then fly south. On Wednesday, September 18th, Miss Rolfe's class saw a hairy woodpecker and a flock of chickadees at the third feeders at Chickadee Landing. The chickadees are probably caching seeds to get ready for the winter. Saturday, September 14th, Cammie spotted a squirrel in her yard dropping acorns on the ground from the tree. It is storing up food for the winter. Also Saturday, Chance spied a wolf for the first time by a grass line stalking his chickens in the yard. Lastly, on Saturday, Magdalene spotted a chipmunk gathering tree nuts and running up and down the tree, bringing nuts to its nest, getting ready for winter. Monday, September 16th, no one noticed a wolf hunting a deer on the road while he was biking by the train tracks. On Saturday, September 14th, Miss Jackson noticed a pesky fly squeezed through her window frame and screen and got into her house. Sunday, September 15th, Magdalene noticed a snake trying to catch a mouse near her house. On Wednesday, September 17th, Miss Urban saw a garter snake in the school orchard. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you very much. That was a great report, Annabelle. Nicely done. And lots of interesting notes there. Duluth on the 16th, a record high of 89 degrees. That's astonishing for that late in September. And, of course, the super moon on the 17th, the autumnal equinox. I got up, I went out and watched the moon rise, and I knew that there was going to be an eclipse of the moon, a partial eclipse of the moon. And I had mistakenly thought that it was going to be associated with moonrise. It didn't occur until much later in the evening, and I was well past my bedtime and sleeping when it happened. But I did get a picture of a tiny nick out of the top of the moon before I left the fields. First color on some of the trees. I've got a couple of trees in my yard that are approaching their first solid color. Definitely the sarsaparilla plants are turning yellow in the forest, and some of them have for some time, but they're becoming much more noticeable now, and seems like all of them have gotten the message. Blue jays are among the common birds, and nine grackles, and I have had a couple of grackles at my feeder for a few days, just kind of gathering some food before they head south. Hairy woodpeckers, chickadees, they thought that maybe the chickadees were caching seeds to get ready for winter. I'm not sure the chickadees do that. I know that the blue jays do it, but I'm not sure that the chickadees do. I'll have to check and find out. And the other note that I thought was really interesting is a garter snake. And this is the time of year garter snakes are sort of getting ready for fall and their a trip to their hibernaculum. And you will be seeing fewer and fewer of them. But the ones you are going to see are probably going to be out sunning on a gravel road somewhere. So if you're driving along and you see something that looks like a stick in the road, straddle it if you can, or just go around it, because oftentimes, pardon me, those turn out to be garter snakes, and nobody wants to be the person who had to run over a garter snake. Well, that report was full of great information, and we will have more coming up at 7:45 this morning. We've got three more reports we want to cover. I wanted to mention, we talked last week about lilacs and how the fungus had sort of attacked them. And we got this nice note from Sue, and she said, we are reporting on lilacs with a fungus. My mother-in-law, Marion from McGrath, noticed her lilacs turning brown and bare in mid-August. She had her son spray a fungicide on them on September 5th. On Saturday, September 21st, all of her lilacs were covered in green leaves and blooming again. She even had a monarch butterfly landing on one of the blooms. And Sue sent along a picture of that. And I have noticed a bunch of monarchs in the area. And so Susan and I had a little repartee there, and she mentioned that she sends the her mother-in-law the weekly phenology reports, and that she enjoys them so much, as do I. Keep up the good work. And thank you, Susan, for sharing with us about that. Our next report comes from the Da Vinci Academy of Arts and Sciences trip to the Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Grace from Da Vinci Academy of Arts and Science in Ham Lake, reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center for September 18th through the 20th. Our group experienced September summer with high temperature of 82 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 56. Leaves are starting to turn, but only a few. We saw lots and lots of woolly bear caterpillars. One group found a baby snapping turtle that was about the size of a quarter. We helped it to the water. At night, everyone got to see Dill Prickles, the famous porcupine. He walked right up to the path and has also been seen in the compost pile. It's the first sighting of Dill in a few weeks. There are some interesting snake sightings. Our group found a baby red-bellied snake in the wood, and a pair of canoers encountered a garter snake in the canoe. It was hiding under the front, slithered out during the canoe ride. The students stayed calm, returned to shore, tipped over the boat, and allowed the snake to climb out into the tall grass. Our group saw lots of slugs in the forest. Early bird teachers took canoeing adventures each morning and were rewarded with beautiful sunrises on Friday. They reported seeing three swans on the far east side of Long Lake. Nature didn't stop when the sun first went down. First night, we heard lots of thunder rumbling. The second night, we heard coyotes yipping and howling. It was a great time in nature, and we want everyone to remember to plug on and get outside and live connected.
Thank you, Grace. Nice report. Lots of things going on there. The woolly bear caterpillars, of course, and we talked about those, so you're all caught up on woolly bears. Dill Prickles, the famous porcupine, coming around, giving him a sighting. Snake sightings, a baby red-bellied snake. That's pretty exciting to see. I suppose that one would be maybe the size of an angleworm, because a full-grown adult red belly is just about the size of a nightcrawler, maybe a little bit bigger, but 12 inches would be a monster red-bellied snake. And remember, they are harmless. They and the garter snake are absolutely not going to bother you. And speaking of garter snakes, the one in the canoe came out from the bow section, and I'm surprised. I'm not sure just who I would invite into a canoe, but maybe testing them with a snake ahead of time would be good advice, because I know some people who would be jumping and running, and that's never good in a canoe. You've got to sit still in a canoe if you're going to stay upright. So good on you, kid, whoever you were. I admire your courage and your ability to just assess the situation and take good care. Coyotes howling and yipping. Boy, that's a song that never gets old. I love to hear those. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Community Middle School.
This is Bjorn and Riker reporting from Mr. Caddett's class in Little Falls Middle School. This is our phenology report for the week of September 22nd.
The unusually hot weather has continued this week, and we are guessing it is having an impact on our phrenology schedules.
Barred owls with their "Who Cooks for You" have been heard hooting at night.
Some leaves are starting to fall and some fall colors are appearing. Our lilac trees are completely leafless.
Hummingbirds are still hanging around some feeders.
It has been too dry for our normal mushroom growth. Typically, we have milk cab mushrooms covering our wooded areas, but there are none to be found right now.
The sunflower fields are black and facing downward, and a lot of our goldenrods have already formed their seeds.
For some reason, there have been an unusually large number of skunks either seen on roads or smelled near roadways.
A few woolly bear caterpillars have been spotted. They should be a common sight for the next month or two.
There have been sightings of young snapping turtles headed towards lakes and ponds, and a classmate found a blue-spotted salamander.
There are large groups of insects swarming in open areas. The most obvious ones are the gnats.
There was a group of 15 to 20 blue jays sighted and some smaller groups of crows gathering together.
The most exciting observation this week was a steady stream of monarchs, one after another flying directly south at a height of about 50 feet.
That is our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Nice report, Bjorn Riker. That's beautiful. Great observations from Mr. Caddett's class down there. Barred owls are calling. I've heard a couple myself. Fall colors, just getting started. Lilacs are completely leafless, probably got hit by that fungus. Hummingbirds still hanging around. Monarchs, that was a great note about monarchs. I have been seeing monarchs. I saw one yesterday. And they are, in general, heading south. And yesterday was not a day to head south because there was a south wind. So maybe today they'll get up and move a little bit faster to the south. Young snapping turtles heading toward lakes and ponds. They are, they and the young painted turtles are coming out now. And those painted turtles that want to, because some of them will stay right where they are in their nest until next spring. And if you see a painted turtle in May next year that's about the size of a quarter, it's a brand new one that spent the winter in the ground and came out to enjoy the spring almost a year after the egg was laid. Lots of great observations. Thank you so much. The large groups of insects swarming in open areas, those sound to me like midges, chironomids. They gather in these big, big groups of males waiting for a female to show up and then capture her and mate with her. And next year's midges will be coming from that group. So keep an eye out. Maybe you'll get lucky and observe one of those big flocks of the midges. The important thing to remember there is that these midges have no biting mouthparts. They look a little bit like mosquitoes. They're about the size of a mosquito, but they are completely harmless. You could stand in the middle of that swarm and all that would happen is that they would occasionally bump into you. Yeah, well, we have our final report, and that report is coming to you from Michelle Martin's fifth and sixth grade class at the Prairie Creek Phenology School, Prairie Creek Community School. They do a wonderful job with phenology. And our reporters are Silas and Anne.
Hi, this is Silas.
And this is Anne. We're from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
This week, all the 4th and 5th graders in our school went to Afton State Park, and then we slept overnight in tents at our school.
We saw a lot of wildlife at Afton, including many egrets on the St. Croix River and dragonflies swarm over the trout stream.
We saw vultures, kiteling, and found a lot of micro-invertebrates in the stream.
My favorite was the mayfly larva, but a lot of our class liked the water scorpion we saw the most. We saw a ton of water striders and giant American water bugs. One interesting observation we saw was rainbow water. It was along the creek where things were decaying in the mud.
When we were sleeping at night, we heard coyotes and a lot of crickets and tree frogs.
Other sightings this week include turkeys walking down the sidewalk. Thanks, Sophie, for that report.
There are a lot of deer sightings and robins have been in big flocks.
Leo reported V's of geese flying in opposite directions. This seems strange to us because it seems they should be flying south.
We are very sad to report that as of today, the box elder bugs are back in our classroom.
We are seeing both male and female hummingbirds.
Henry saw a dead beaver.
No. My students saw a lot of squirrels in the evening.
But the pile of walnuts I made in my yard is strangely untouched. Wait, I didn't make it. The squirrels did.
We're seeing a lot of bald eagles, including two in a tree together.
Caroline saw an eagle eating a deer carcass. Ew.
We're still seeing cranes and herons. In fact, Wyatt reported seeing a group of 5 herons.
Both Michelle and Mason reported tons of monarchs flying through this town Saturday. On Saturday, Michelle counted 60 in just a few minutes. She never had seen that many.
The sumac is turning red.
The weather's finally cooling off.
Thanks for the information about lilac fungus, John. That was super interesting. We wonder if that's what's wrong with our crabapple, too.
This has been Prairie Creek Community School.
One more step along the phenology journey!
Thank you, Silas. Anne, that was wonderful. As always, those kids are so attuned down there. They really, really get a lot of things going on. Vultures, kettling, giant American water bugs. Those are those 3-inch-long beetles that are not beetles, bugs, that are sometimes called toe biters, coyotes, crickets, and tree frogs at night, turkeys walking down the sidewalk. Why not? If you're a turkey, hey, belongs to you. If you can defend it, you can have it. And believe me, turkeys can be fearsome. Robins in big flocks, also flocks of herons, and V's of geese down there. I suspect the geese are just moving back and forth between feeding spots. Both male and female hummingbirds still down in that area, so that's kind of encouraging and interesting. And lots of monarchs, 60 in just a few minutes. That's amazing. They are definitely leaving the area and migrating south, and anytime we get a good south breeze, you can kind of expect them to be headed out and on their way to Mexico. That was a great report, and I thank all the students for all of their good reporting on phenology.